Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guests cause damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make. But when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business.
Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything. Guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are Thanks for visiting.
Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing someone who is listening to the podcast and then heading on over to strshare.com, giving us all the information about your short-term rental so we can share it here on the pod, to our Instagram friends on Sunday, to our entire email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Wander Chat. So WanderChatt, because they are near Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we are actually, this is an account that covers multiple properties. And we're going to highlight one of their newest properties, the Mary Mushroom. And so a couple of things I really want to highlight here is, number one, this vacation rental business is ran by two amazing people, Mike and Tia Hicks. And Mike is actually a coach inside our coaching program. And they specialize in unique builds. And this one, they're
takes
taking,
the cake.
They're putting the U in unique, okay? They've done the tree houses. They have done like shipping containers cavaliered over overlooking amazing mountains at this edge of a cliff. But they have taken their ideas that we saw drawn on paper and brought them to life with this new Mary Mushroom. When I say custom door, custom roof, dare I say custom everything, custom windows.
Yeah.
It is literally like, my word for it is storybook. It literally looks like a drawing in a storybook, but you can actually stay in it. From the roof lines to the round construction, I am not ever going to be able to do it justice vocally. You visually need to see it. So please head over to Wander Chat. Give them a follow, because they will not disappoint. But the thing I really want to share with you is them taking this idea and doing whatever it takes to bring it to fruition. But they are an absolute masterclass on how to partner with influencers on their properties and their Instagram account. So I encourage you to take some time, go through their feed, and see how they are leveraging influencers to create content and share content about their properties. They had to put in a lot of work. They've had some duds, they've had some studs. Mike goes really deep a lot of times in our coaching program with a lot of people on how to negotiate influencer deals, who is a good fit for you, who isn't, because a micro influencer might be just as, if not more, influential than a bigger influencer. But please give them a follow. They really are just an amazing account to follow. And you can kind of see all of the ways that they are up leveling their business. They keep us guessing for what's next. So you're going to want to give them a follow there. So thanks, Mike and Tia, for sending the Mary Mushroom in.
I already hear Mike in my head like, well, you guys got to come stay. And it's, I can't do it. Mike's accent.
We're going to stay.
It's so good.
Yes.
Speaking of storybook, I think it's story time.
Yeah,
here
but
on
this
the podcast.
Is more of like a nightmare story than a
well, it has a happy ending.
That's true. All right, let's do it.
So you know by now that we hold ourselves in high regard when it comes to guest satisfaction, following rules, doing everything by the book. That is what we pride ourselves on. And I never thought that I would be, that Annette and I would fall victim to Airbnb shutting down one of our Airbnb listings.
Ooh.
People who don't follow rules. That's right. Where bad hosts.
Extreme issues. Or they obviously did something blatantly wrong. Who does this happen to?
It happened to us.
Yes, it happened to us. And there is so much that we want to share that can prep you and prepare you for if this were to ever happen to you. So we are going to dig in. Let's tell them exactly the incident and what happened.
So at around 3 a.m, we had a guest who reached out to us via the Airbnb app that they smelled gas and they didn't feel comfortable. So they had already reached out to Airbnb, and Airbnb canceled her reservation and moved her to a different property. So when we saw this message come through, we were like, well, okay. So the first thing, she's already gone. So the first thing we did was, of course, call the gas company. And I need to make sure, because this is in a 4-unit property, I needed to make sure that there weren't other safety issues in the building that I needed to be aware of. And I already knew from other instances that where I wasn't shut down, and mind you, at this point, our listing was still active, that Airbnb is going to want to know that everything is okay before they would close down the calendar. I didn't think they would completely like unlist the property. Well, call the gas company. They come out. And I remember telling my inspector, I was like, make sure you get like their signature on whatever they give you. They can't just give you a verbal, like everything's fine. If everything is fine, we need a receipt of some sort. I knew that much too. They come out and they walk the entire property in the basement, all four units. They walk outside. They find nothing.
Listeners, you need to understand that this particular guest had just had.
I did not share that yet.
Their own scare. This is why this got escalated and heightened and someone was so concerned so quickly and reaching out to all the things. Is this particular guest had just dealt with a gas leak in their property. I think that's actually
in their home.
I think that's why they were even staying. Mm-hmm. So they were on high alert and maybe had a little post-traumatic, you know, like, hey, you know how when something happens, we're on high alert. So I do want to put that caveat out there that they had just encountered this incident. So it was very fresh on their mind and probably very scary.
Obviously, anxiety can do a lot of things to us. And mm-hmm. I would always tell anyone to do what makes you feel safe first. Mm-hmm. So yes, does it stink that she left the property at her age? She didn't even give me an opportunity. Like all that aside, when it comes to like life or death, mm-hmm. you got to do what mm-hmm. you got to do. Mm-hmm. So I really wasn't upset with the guest. And at mm-hmm. this point, Airbnb hadn't reached out to me either. So I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but they hadn't reached out yet. So I was just excited to get the clear bill of, hey, it's safe to be there because we had other guests in the building mm-hmm. and I wanted to be prepared if and when Airbnb reaches out to me, I could prove to them that the property was fine and that we can just go on with business. Well, that's not what happened. So I got a message got a message on Airbnb that they wanted to get in touch with the owner.
Because this is a co-hosted property.
Well, they didn't say the owner. They said the owner's name. So I'll just make it up. It was Dan, right? I don't know. Annette's laughing at me right now. I don't know why I need to save like the
man. It's okay.
Doesn't matter. We need to talk to Dan. And so we responded back as a listed co-host on the property that we co-host the property for Dan. Dan does not want to be contacted. And actually, Dan won't know as much as we know about what is going on. And so since we are a co-host on the property, could they please speak to us? And it wasn't that they said, no, we can't speak to you. They just kept going. You know how it is with Airbnb support sometimes? You feel like they don't understand the words that are like being typed in that message thing, or that they don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth when you're talking to them. And they just kept going back to wanting to reach out to the listing owner. And it was really frustrating because our client, like he's not going to want to, even if he hopped on the phone, he'd have to have me next to him or the team next to him. That just wouldn't be possible. So we actually had to log into his Airbnb account to get anywhere with Airbnb. And at this time, they shut down the listing entirely. Like you couldn't even search for it. It was non-existent. We finally convinced Airbnb support to have a chat with us because we said, listen, Dan's not going to know anything. He's going to need to refer to us anyways. I was like, tell them we are a licensed property management company. Like we are literally their fiduciary. Like mm-hmm. we are their agent. That whole mess aside, that took way longer than necessary because by the time we got to brass tacks, from starting the conversation to getting to the point where they'd actually ask us the questions, they had unlisted our property. They had removed it, everybody. Like not shut down the calendar, but she's gone. Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks? Like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back.
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters.
Without warning either.
Without warning.
A recurring guest had to actually
Oh, yeah.
Because I think one thing that we have to and obviously we're so removed from this situation. Please understand how disruptive, terrifying, completely took precedent over any other thing that was happening. So we do want to just warn you that let's say there is anything a potential emergency situation. This is where your team, it is so imperative to have a team or someone that you can lean on, because there were so many calls going back and forth. There was obviously still check-ins that needed to happen, the turnovers that need to happen. This was a day where things just got off the rails. So we also would just want to let you know that being a host, those days are going to happen and they are going to be tough. But if you can handle them with grace and be persistent, because you're going to have to get through it. But so think about all this chaos that's happening and a repeat guest is like, hey,
they wanted to rebook.
So Airbnb did not let us know at all that the listing was that it was gone. Someone, a reoccurring guest, just so happened to look that day and was there. So that's a whole new red alert happening on top of it.
I was getting heated because the co-host program is your program, Airbnb, and we are a co-host on it. Plus, we have licensing and we're doing all the things in the up and up. You should be able to talk to the person who has the most information, especially when it has to do with the safety issue. We're wasting time right now. I know that it's safe there and I would like to tell you that it's safe, but you're wasting time trying to talk to the listing owner. So we did have to stay calm and we had to be persistent because getting heated or sassy wasn't going to help the issue. So finally, I don't remember how we talked sense into them. And I probably said something to that effect of hey, there's a safety issue going on here. You are speaking to the person who is the most informed. Can we please move forward?
Mm-hmm.
So then we get to the fact where I tell them, hey, the gas company came out and I can upload through our chat the receipt that there is no safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I send it and it is signed. It has a date on it. It is pretty clear, but I feel like it didn't have, I don't remember what the detail was. It wasn't it didn't have my name on it, or they couldn't read the signature of the inspector who came out, even though it was on letterhead from the guy. It was ridiculous. And so now my brain shifts from safety issue to I am managing this property for someone else who's counting on this revenue. I have someone who wants to book it. And I'm just frustrated. And I'm frustrated because they wouldn't talk to me for a while. And now we're talking about these little details that don't really matter at all. And so, of course, I'm gosh, this gas company, I'm going to have to reach out to them and have them give me all the things that Airbnb wants, and will they do it?
Kind of old school.
Yeah. And I was right, because they were happy to give us what we needed, but they wanted to fax us. Everyone,
yep, you heard that, FAX.
I don't know how to get a fax. I was like, you can't scan it and email it to me? This isn't created online and you digital signatures, you can't. And the guy's like, no, we can fax it to you. It's like, oh my, I got to play by everyone else's games today if I want to get this listing back. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too. I didn't know how long it would take to get the listing back up either. That's
right.
Also
there was
going
no
on.
Visibility
no.
on that, right?
Airbnb wasn't speaking to it. They're like, we cannot talk to you about any of that until we know this place is safe.
You got the facts figured out.
So if you're wondering, everybody, I actually called Staples and I was like, I need to send a fax to you from the gas company. Can I give them, how does this work? They told me, here's a fax number. Give it to the company. The fax will come. You pick it up. You pay. Or I even asked him, do I have to come pick it up? Could you email it to me then? I can still pay. And he was like, yes, actually. So a couple hours go by and I haven't heard from Staples. And I was like, I'm pretty sure faxes are pretty immediate, right? And he was like, we haven't gotten any fax. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this into my own hands. So I knew that there were fax applications, software. So I sign up for a fax software application, give that to the gas company. It comes in right away. And now I actually have it digitally
for
that's
me.
That's a win. That's a win.
I remember being on a call with Annette and Colleen, who was on our property management team as well. And we like all celebrated because we finally had the proof that the property was fine.
Right. During this whole situation, did you actually get assigned one Airbnb rep or were you retelling the story every single time? How did that actually?
It's one continuous chat.
So they're privy, but it's not the same person.
And you're like, I'm ending my day. And then you get frustrated because you're like, no.
It's got to start back.
And then they've got it where they left off. So that happened at least once.
But as this gets remedied, they get the facts. How quickly did they say, okay, this is good to go. There's no more safety issue. And then how did you turn it quickly to how do we reinstate the listing?
Well, that's the thing. So I sent it to them. No response for a while. Like, you know, they're not there waiting for the thing to come in. Like I'm wishing they were. So I think a whole day goes by before they even acknowledge receipt. And then they're like, okay, we'll let our safety team review this. I don't remember how long until they told me that everything was fine. But even once it was fine, they did not repopulate the listing for at least a week.
No
transparency. No.
And again, just completely removed from the platform.
And you better believe I was like, I got very whatever about it. I was like, I've been on this platform for 13 years. Mm-hmm. I'm a super host and I've been a super host since you started. Mm-hmm. I was giving them all the accolades. All the like, let me talk to your manager.
You've done partnerships with Airbnb.
Yes. And so I think that's the moral of the story, everyone, is that your status matters in terms of do they boost you in the algorithm? If you're super host or a guest favorite, sure.
But not when it comes to...
But not when it... Not even going to say like a safety issue because we actually have a friend of ours who we are friends with on Instagram and he was telling his story about how a guest... who just opened up an Airbnb account, had no reviews. It was his first stay with him and was claiming that there was a camera, an inappropriate camera in the property.
And he got refunded and his listing was shut down, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we just want you... So obviously heed caution, but this is where we do want to flip the script a little bit, give you what happened. Obviously persistence... Instead of just getting completely frustrated and like, you know, not going to put the listing back up, being persistent. But that same guest, and there are reasons this particular guest who is reoccurring, they like to stay on the Airbnb platform.
You can't convince her otherwise.
It's just her. So fine. But she really wanted to stay this time. So we could get an additional booking. That is why it's so important to have your direct booking up and running and as an option because, you know, if this would, you know, Airbnb technically, they didn't have to reinstate it. They could have just said, no, there's been a reported safety issue and they could have just kept it off indefinitely.
Riding on that, Annette, I am 99.9% positive. I got like this like slap on the wrist at the end of it. Hey, this has been accepted. We'll reinstate your listing. This will take time or whatever. They're like, just know that we're noting this as a safety issue. And if it happens again, and I was like, but there was no safety issue.
Right.
You're not even paying attention. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like there was a gas leak. We fixed it.
If it happens again, we'll probably shut you down indefinitely.
And I made them say that in the chat. I remember this. I was like, I need you to say right now that you understand there was no safety issue and that I am not being marked. No, because this is important. Like, because yes, direct booking. Yes, diversify your channels. But I'm not going to lie to you all.
Yeah.
Airbnb is one of our biggest lead generators in downtown Columbus, no matter how much I try with my direct bookings. And it's pretty darn good. Like,
and they're constantly bringing new. But yeah.
It's hard to compete with that Goliath. You know what I mean? Like it just is. And so I had them put it in writing and I put it in my clients. I took a snapshot and I took it in my clients' folder because I just wanted to be prepared.
Want to ask any of our listeners, if you've had... Something similar to this happen. If you could write into hi@thanksforvisiting.com, let us know if you've had your listing removed for some reason, how you got it remedied. We'd love to share that. If you have a great story that you think would be worthy to share on the show, please email us and let us know because these are important things to let hosts know. But the biggest thing we want to share with you here is, and I know you guys are probably all asking, don't you have carbon monoxide detectors?
Yes.
Yes, we do. So we were already on top of that. But it really is speed matters here. So speed matters to getting the gas company out there, but speed matters, being persistent with Airbnb, getting them the information that they need. So that clear communication and speed is going to matter in any situation that you might have with your listing.
I also want to share that it was shut. It was not bookable on Airbnb for quite some time after our repeat guest stayed, which, by the way, now she feels more confident booking off platform. So that's actually a little silver lining.
A win.
But we did send out an email sharing to our list that this property has last minute availability. It's in the prime location, and we did get it booked direct while it was off the platform. So not only did we have a repeat guest, which was lovely, and she just so happened to want to stay there during this exact situation, mm-hmm. but that we were also able to tap in that email list. And, you know, it's not tens of thousands of people, but it is active, and it's people who open the emails, and it's people who stay in Columbus. And we were able to actually make more money for our client because the guest who rebooked over her was actually a longer stay, which was great too. So there's a silver lining there. There's also just a reminder to myself, like, no, Sarah, you're doing the right thing. Airbnb can sometimes feel very easy. And I will hear hosts tell me, we're paying 15% because we're connected to a software. So, and we don't have a choice to split that fee with our guests. So we have to raise our prices, and that makes it even more difficult. And it's a whole thing. And I do sometimes wonder, like, do I just disconnect it from the software and just put all my eggs in that basket? But when these things happen, I'm so glad that I don't do that. And I just do the work, I hustle, and it pays off when things like this inevitably happen. Yeah. We want to hear your stories. That'd be great. Not feel so alone.
Let us know, please.
And again, make no mistake. Even the guest with the camera who was, I was saying that I was like, you know what? What if that was true? Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Although it seems a little bit like a scam. Safety's first.
Please remember that whenever a guest reaches out about any concern, we have no idea what a previous stay has offered them as far as safety. And that's why Sarah and I do what we do, is like, we want to up level the whole entire industry. So please give your guests grace if they are like, this isn't working, or maybe they come at you in a way that feels off when your property's perfect, but maybe that last stay was dirt. You know, maybe they're asking you a lot of questions ahead of the stay or during the stay, but maybe they had a host that wasn't on the up and up and didn't keep things as well as they should have. So just remember, that's why this guest, because at first we were like, why didn't she give us a chance? And it's like, well, wait, she seriously had a scare, which we get that now. So please always understand that there might be a story behind some of the heightened feelings of your guest requests or just their communication with you. So you always have to look at each and every guest with a fresh set of eyes and know that they come with their own stories of their overnight accommodations and just life in general.
All right. Hope you enjoyed story time. If you guys think I did anything I could have done differently, let me know. I did get a little sassy with them.
You had to. You did. It was okay. You took a deep breath.
Thank you. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.